Our reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us know families, maybe even our own, who have quarreled over issues of inheritance? Sometimes, sad to say, even at the deathbed of their loved one. Scandalous as this sounds, it happens very, very often. And apparently it was happening even in Jesus' time. Greed is an ugly quality in a person, a character trait that poisons not only that person, but the people around them. It seems to stem from fear deep down in us. Perhaps fear that by not having enough, we aren't enough. We feel incomplete, insufficient, inadequate. And so we keep piling up stuff all around us to protect us, to insulate us from whatever threatening forces may be out there. The popularity of the American TV show Hoarders is a clear indication of how common this feeling is, and how far it can go to destroy a person's life. This phenomenon is seen as a real addiction and described as being buried alive. Jesus, an expert at human nature, knew all about this compulsion and how it could destroy the quality of life of anyone who practiced it. He describes a man who builds more and more to accommodate more and more stuff and thinks he's all set for a future full of eating, drinking, and being merry, until death takes him suddenly and he's forced to leave it all behind as he enters into eternity. The old adage, "You can't take it with you," certainly applies here. Every one of us goes through those pearly gates with empty hands and empty pockets. What we do take with us is a heart filled with love and a soul of compassion. We take with us an openness to new life, life forever, in the simple embrace of our Creator. These are the treasures that matter to God. These are the treasures we are called to accumulate here and now as we journey toward our final destination. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also.